Good evening, everybody. It's 6:30 on a Monday night. That must mean it is third and footlong showtime. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hey, DT, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Darren. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I've got my nice croaky voice on tonight.
Oh, no, it's very alto-y.
Yes, it's not great, is it? It's not the greatest vibe I've ever brought to the show.
I can say we have had weirder vibes in this room.
Yes. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was nice, relaxing. How was yours?
It was good. It was good, thank you. I was went to a concert on Saturday night.
Oh, it's very on-brand for you.
It is very on-brand for me, and I thought I'd bring the T-shirt along tonight just to...
Oh, the split ends?
Split ends.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from work going to that.
Yes, it was sold out. Very good. And then they were on again last night. So that was my Saturday night. And then, of course, it was Mother's Day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a good Mother's Day? Not you personally, as a mother. No.
Yeah. No, Darren, I have some news.
Showbreaker.
Very bad way. What a roundabout way to ask if someone was pregnant, though.
What a weird way to ask, right? Did you have a great Mother's Day?
Will you be celebrating Mother's Day next year?
So,
that would be fun.
Did you do any Mother's Day presenting?
I did. Did you?
I did.
Did you do that?
I don't know why, because it's not for my mom.
Well, it's for my children's mom.
Yeah.
Who provided
Which really isn't my mother, so it's like, yes, I was kind of assisting the children with presents.
Aren't you thankful for your wife for providing you such wonderful children?
But it depends what day it is, yes. But what did you buy? What was your sort of outstanding present?
My mum just asked for some body wash, and then we normally buy her slippers every year.
Oh, cool. It's is she on sort standard. Of like a recycling of slipper thing every year?
Yeah, she just gets new slippers every year. It's been that way for like 12 years now, so...
Oh, so it's kind of like a tradition?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
And normally the dog steals the slippers as soon as she opens them.
Oh, and then they get chewed.
Yeah, then they get christened.
Oh, and then that's it. That's why they need another pair a year later. Yeah. You should probably bring two pairs.
Yes.
One for the dog to just chew now and one that your mum can actually enjoy more than 5 minutes without slobber all over them or something.
Oh, no, it's traditional for the dog to chew the slobbers.
The dog's all part of the Mother's Day vibe as well, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Bear a part of the Mother's Day vibe?
He is. He gets kind of excited about presents and then tries to, like, dive into them and, like, eat the wrapping paper and everything like that. But then when people have got their present, he's not interested then.
What about, like, Christmas? Does he get...
Oh, he's a pain. Oh, he's such a pain. Just every time, like, a present goes to be opened, he's, like, in and he's, like... Yeah. And it's like, Bear, just no. And this happens about 40 times. Like, it's just, like, he doesn't learn at all.
No.
No. And he was doing it yesterday as well. There was only about 5 or 6 presents involved. But he just, like, just into it. All the time. It's like, Bear, how many times do we have to go through this?
Quite a few times a year.
Yeah. So we were in the clothing, kind of loose clothing thing yesterday. So...
Any football-themed gear, Bob?
No football-themed gear. Coffee-themed gear.
That's fair.
It was a coffee hoodie.
Hoodie.
With the O, not the H. Although she did get a hoodie as well from the Split Ends concert.
I had a meeting the other day where the guy was wearing a hoodie and then I like went off camera for a second and then I put my hoodie on and then I was like, hey, Will.
Wow. Maybe I'm the only person that doesn't have a hoodie.
I love hoodies. They're amazing, especially in my cold house.
Yeah, apparently they're supposed to be, mate. Emma had hers on last night, took it off after 10. She's like, I am so hot.
Yeah, they're really good. What do you mean?
And Kira's got one, and me and Analia are just sat there, like, in our frozen, like, hoodies. No hoodie, so...
My hoodie has Stitch on it from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool vibe. Mm. Analia was searching through the pages last night, like, oh, which one should I have? Oh, they've got a purple one. She's big on the colour purple.
I just bought mine from the warehouse. It's fine.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay. We were doing the whole hoodie website type thing, so...
Oh, no, I go...
Okay.
My budget's more knockoff than warehouse brand, so I didn't even know they had an official brand.
It is. It's an official. It's a deal. It's an actual website.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. They're expensive.
Oh, well, just get a warehouse one. It cost me $15.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
We were
probably about 7 times that for the one. Yeah, there you go. When you go buying on brand, there is a lesson learned.
Yes. Should we talk about food now? Because you could have, with our food topic... It would be quite good in a hoodie.
Do you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it could be ending up in the wash a fair few times, though.
Depends on how messy you're.
Yeah, I know. Depends what the fillings are. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So this week's food poll, very big response this week as well.
Toasties are popular.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Toasted sandwich fillings. And, of course, there were moans. Oh, where's this? Where's that?
I did notice you didn't put the one I said last week on there.
What did you say?
Corn and cheese.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And you said I'll need to put it on, and then when you sent me the list, I went...
Why didn't you send it me back and say, can you add corn and cheese, please?
Did you say it's hard to edit them? So
no, it's not.
You used to no, say it's hard not. To. And I was like, oh,
you should have just gone, Darren, do you not remember any conversation? And the answer is no.
No.
But, like, could you just for once... I always send it to you, like, the minute it goes live.
I don't
so
know.
So no one's ever like voted. But I got people, oh, vegetarians and vegans, like, oh, just constantly moaning every week about, like, oh, you haven't put this.
I mean, someone who had, you know, like a chip party?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, well, you do, like, that's a toasty. And I went, what?
No, it's not.
And I was really, I mean, I you know when you're just tired, and because I was slightly sick last week, I just went, no energy.
Fine. Is this in someone in your house?
No.
I was going to say.
Someone at work.
They should know better. I mean, there's no part of a chipped butty that's toasted. Zero. Nothing. The chips, the bread, nothing is toasted.
Zero energy to have that conversation.
Yeah, I can understand. Oh, yeah. That conversation deserved no energy. Like, it deserved none.
Do you have chip buddy on the list? No, because that's weird.
Because it's not even, it's not even like, no. Oh, dear. So this was a guest pollster.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Westenberg, regular contributor to the show, decided that he wanted to pull it forward. So, but here we go, the vegans. Where's cheese and pineapple or cheese and tomato? Do only meat eaters get tomato?
What?
Because it was like ham, cheese and tomato.
Oh, okay.
And chicken and tomato and stuff. So they were just whining that we were being favourable towards meat eaters.
Since when is tomato and meat? So confused.
Ham, cheese and cold tomato, Chantel, in Australia. But with garlic butter on the outside of the bread to make it a garlic bread feel. Ah, that's new to me. Joe in Auckland, I like the grilled cheese because it's not a toasted sandwich.
Does he have multiple different cheeses?
I don't know if he does. No toasters involved aside from the mini oven one that's what? Just broiled. What?
Why do you have it? Okay.
I don't know. I like that it goes against the grain because it's also not grilled. Either no grills or it's fried in a frying pan.
Yes, that's how Americans make fried cheese.
Yeah. And he's Chicago.
Okay.
Bear down. Also, it's my favourite... My ears have just gone. Also, it's my favourite sandwich to eat whilst watching great live comedy. They pair very well. There you go. And then Corin just whining again. Before I participate in this poll, can you please confirm the type of bread we are working with? No. Just no. How about you take ownership of your bread? I just put back, it's not a poll unless you're crying about something.
I'm surprised you didn't write back the gluten kind.
Oh, man, it just, yeah. Stuart from England, Chiefs fan.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Chiefs Kingdom. Oh, my God, here we go. You're going to get your chance again in a minute. Ham and cheese with HP. But he then paid a remarkable tribute to my mom. I know, this is an unusual place
like
to go.
Like an actual nice tribute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although it has to be said, the great EL, my mom's initials, did a fantastic grilled cheese, God rest her soul. Thank you very much indeed, Stuart.
What cheese did she use? Because you're from...
It would be mature cheddar.
Yeah.
100%. And I return the compliment by saying that his mother, God rest her soul, used to do a fine English breakfast as well. We're school friends, so we're always at each other's house. Mark... From Yorkshire, Bears fan.
Bear down.
Ham, cheese, and Branston pickle. Oh, you would love that. Oh, wonderful. Corin Healy made rather than a distasteful post about me, so we'll leave that one. Craig Westenberg, finally a good food poll. Wonder why, Craig. Wonder why. And then Candice from Auckland, cheese and tomato. because it's ham, cheese and tomato. And then Kaz from the UK came in and went, yes, please, my personal favourite. We also had other people commenting on this as well. All across every page I seem to own, people were kind of commenting on this. Because I post it everywhere. Where we got, what we got here. Helen from the UK. It's got to be ham and cheese. Delicious. There you go. A lot of UK contribution. And then Joe, who had already contributed on our page, then decided to contribute on my page and went, engagement is strong with these posts. So, thanks, Joe, for the compliment there. Yes, bear down. Yes.
Bear down.
I was trying to find anyone else that had got, like, a American football team that you might want to just shout some random kind of...
Do you know what's terrible, though? When I listen to the weather and they say to bear down, all I think about is myself yelling, bear down.
So, should we actually do some results? I'm sure somebody else commented. I'm surprised Emma, Carolina Panthers fan, didn't comment.
Keep pounding. I feel like you're testing my fan reaction.
That was very, like, something that's real kind of like keep pounding.
I don't
pounding.
Have, like, a drum sound.
I know,
yet.
But you were kind of like, keep pounding.
Keep pounding.
I was kind of like expecting a...
I feel like bear down is like super aggressive. Because keep pounding is like a nice positive message.
It is, but it's like... You know, who? I don't know which one of the players, I can't remember which one he did. He did the drum thing before the kickoff and he put the drumstick through the skin. Yeah. Like, have that. Anyway, what were your choices of sandwich apart from corn and cheese that wasn't there? Do we have agreement now that if you look at the poll in future... And one of your suggestions isn't there, that you will call me out on it.
I didn't think you liked updating it, so I just left it.
I don't like doing it, but I will do it because I'm that guy.
Ham and cheese.
I'm that guy. Well done.
And cheese.
So some of a random, I'm just going to go from the way they're listed. Some of a random concoction, 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously 7% of people were unhappy what was there. Marmite and cheese, 4%. Ah, that was it.
That's normally a... mouse trap, not a toasty.
Yeah.
Like a Welsh red.
Justin from the UK, also known as my brother. He said...
Wait, what fandom?
He's not got no make football fandom.
Okay, bear down.
Very disappointingly uninvolved. He
in
said
doubt, bear down.
Anybody that picks Marmite or Vegemite should never be allowed to do these polls again. And I actually agree with him. Where are we going from the bottom? I've lost it.
He is now a Bears
fan, though. Marmite and cheese, 4%. Spaghetti and cheese, 1%.
Yeah, again, that's not a toasty. That's a spaghetti
boat. You could be doing it. Baked beans and cheese, 6%. Spinach and cheese, 1%. Chicken, brie and cranberry, 3%. Ham, cheese and pineapple, 4%. Reuben, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and bacon, 1%. You can see there's a lot of, like, stragglers here. Tuna melt, why? Do you eat tuna?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you don't eat seafood, so not shocking.
Tuna's actually bad. Just stinks. You know, people open a tin of tuna, just,
I always think it's strong when, like, a first week starter at work brings in tuna.
Yeah, that's a big move. Or, like, a butter chicken or something where they just stink out the new, yeah.
I was like, damn.
Well, that's interesting. I just noticed a new follower, John's wife, Patriots.
I don't actually know what those are.
No, who cares?
Like, I'm trying to think.
Who cares? With their reputation, who cares?
Isn't it just the like Empire March back? Like,
keep cheating.
Oh,
keep cheating. That's what they're...
I think it's the Empire March.
Is it?
Yeah, they're like Darth Vader.
That thing. That's Star Wars, isn't it?
I'm sure John will teach you what
it is. Do you watch Star Wars?
Yes, I do watch Star Wars.
Do you? Are you into sci-fi?
I know you're not into sci-fi.
Nah, I hate sci-fi.
I
just wanted to just trash sci-fi. should I just get through this poll or what?
Yes.
We just keep randomly going off on tangents. We should have a discussion about like sci-fi or something one night.
I didn't think you had.
We don't do enough pop culture.
Football.
I know that's not what ad show is, but I think we should. Cheese and pickle, 4%. Cheese and onion, 6%. I was disgusted by that. Cheese and onion's the bomb. Grilled cheese, 14%.
Mm-hmm.
Ham, cheese and tomato, 12%.
Mm-hmm.
And the runaway winner, with 31.
Mm-hmm. Amateurs.
Absolutely blasted it. So, look, if you're listening to this podcast still, one, I don't know why, but if you are, then maybe just jump on our Facebook page or our Instagram page and send us your idea of what you'd like us to food poll. We'll food poll it. We'll shout you out. And you could have some fame along with us on our show on a Monday night, food polling.
You might want to cover your ears.
This gets better every week, you know that, right? And it's so dramatic, it's almost like we're going to break... Mike Vrabel has resigned from the New England Patriots. You know, it's just like, it's almost like we're going to break something like that. It has so got the, like, big news coming.
I know. It's the sea thing we wanted, isn't it?
I know, and it's amazing. Let's disappoint people with some non-dramatic news.
Well, I would have thought, why don't you open with what I think is your favourite news for the week?
No, you have no... No, my favourite news for the week, you hate me talking about it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
I would have thought it was NFL schedule release, because it's apparently your second favourite event of the year.
It is my second favourite event of the year, and it's coming this Thursday.
Shocked.
The 14th, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. So I'm very much looking forward to that, and guess what?
What?
We're probably going to talk about it next week.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
So I thought you would want to start with your favourite news, really.
I will talk about it. Do you mean the schedule release?
Yes.
Yes. I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we know most, if not all, the international games already.
Yes.
We know the opening game, but I'm very interested to see, because obviously there's some teams this year that are going to have gone from worst schedule to, like, easiest schedule to hardest schedule.
Yeah.
Like said Patriots and stuff like that. So it's going to be a real, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. Thursday night America time, isn't it? Is it Thursday our time?
Yes, it'll be Friday.
Yeah, Friday our time. Friday, so our time. That's going to be very exciting indeed.
I'm always excited to see how the social media teams handle it as well.
Yes.
Some of them get real creative and very fun. And some of them I go, ooh, okay.
There's been some random social media stuff happening this week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Involving two said people. But we shall move on, because I know you hate me talking about it, so I won't talk about it.
I just find it amusing. Good positive news. Jets signed Breece Hall to a 3-year contract, which I was surprised he agreed to, but yes.
$45.75 million extension. Yes.
Yay.
The Denver Broncos have signed a 5-year extension with George Payton.
Their GM.
Yes, which they... A lot of fans, I was, you know... Could understand why when they signed Russell Wilson to that contract and it dramatically failed. I could understand why they were thinking he needs to go. But you kind of look at the performance for the last 2 or 3 years and it's a small golf hand clap for George Payton. Taylor Heineke?
Retired.
Oh, dear.
It was a fun story when he came back with the Commanders. That was a fun little story.
It was. He was kind of having that run, wasn't he?
Vikings signing ex-49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings.
Yes.
That'll be fun with Addison and Justin Jefferson and Hawkinson.
It will do. 1-year deal. Up to $13 million. Seahawks added veteran Dante Fowler.
Yes. Giants on the veteran front signed DJ Reader, and the Packers also signed Tyrod Taylor.
Yes. And talking of Steelers, guess who still hasn't signed yet?
Yes, but he is in Pittsburgh.
Wow. I'm in Auckland, but that doesn't mean I'm signing for Auckland FC.
I would hope you'd sign for slightly more.
I mean, just why? I'm not going to give him any time.
No, that's why. It's not actually on my list of things to talk about.
What's interesting, the Bills are teasing a major announcement.
What, their new stadium?
I don't know. It just says... In roster and injury updates, the Bills are teasing a major announcement for next week.
But, okay. That could be the Max Crosby news, because he's also been teased to go to bear down. Bears as well.
No. Bear down. Sorry, I turned my microphone off because I was having a cough.
I will fly through some other ones. Alvin Kamara returning to the Saints at the moment. Russell Wilson either going to the Jets or to TV. NFL refs reach their collective bargaining agreement, so there'll be no issues there. Well, there'll always be issues with the refs, but different type of issues. And Colts Anthony Richardson is back in camp. And then the most positive news, I thought, Michael Penix is throwing again, and that's really astounding. Because he only tore his ACL less than 6 months ago.
Do you have a positive news for Michael Penix? Has he got married?
Oh, that's cute.
There you go. How about that? And what was a negative story has actually turned out to be quite positive. Do you remember Henry Ruggs III? Who was involved, obviously, in that car incident and stuff like that. He's actually earned his bachelor's degree.
Oh.
With a 4.0 GPA whilst being in jail. So, you know, he's actually used that time to reflect and to try and put some positive in there. Our Lions declined the fifth-year option for Jack Campbell.
And that doesn't surprise me because he gets paid outside linebacker. Yes. So that would be the contract. So I do think they're going to sign him because he is obviously a leader on that team.
And Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Browns, given that you've got the T-shirt on tonight.
Are you kind of...
I don't know what's going on here. That's not our team this year.
I just, because I saw Taylan Green was throwing for the first time this weekend, and I thought I would support my boy.
Okay. The Lions, there's going to be a load of Lions fans out there pretty disappointed.
I'm allowed to be fan of my old team.
You are, but like, I thought we were kind of like, we...
I wasn't going to burn
pinned
the shirt.
Our thing to the mat. No.
This cost me money.
I know. Maybe this should be a short and we should get Lions fans to comment on your very sort of like, have you lost faith in them already?
No, I enjoy the dog pound and I like Taylan Green.
Did you just see what a good draft that Cleveland had and you were like, I'm going back. Darren can just be on the Lions on his own. He's an M&M fan. He can deal with Detroit.
I do actually say the past two drafts, I would say the Browns had the best drafts. The past two drafts is ridiculous. In terms of the rest of their team.
Yes, apart from.
This is a different issue. Drafting, though. Yeah, good job.
But Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is expected to miss his second consecutive season due to the neck injury. That is sad. That's a little bit sad. In rookie minicamp, highlights included Spencer and Logan Farno teaming up at the Browns camp, and huge amounts of high praise coming in for Jordan Tyson from the Saints.
And Taylan Green for the Browns.
He can't be good. What position is he playing?
Oh, no, but he looks good running.
Yeah, I know.
Looks very good running.
He always looks good running. He just looks no good throwing. He's rubbish.
I have to say, though, when you put him on that roster, he's not the worst one there.
No. Mm-hmm. No, they've got some pretty averageness in that team.
Yes, shall we move on then?
We shall do. So, that was news.
That was news.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for the soundbite. I'm liking that soundbite, actually.
I can go to the next soundbite, but I thought firstly we should talk about who maybe did not win the off-season.
Yes, so we did have our chat last week of who we thought did exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that on our YouTube channel.
Yes, you can.
If you missed that, so get yourself over there, subscribe and like, and then you'll get all this content before anybody else.
Yes.
Soon as I started last week, I thought it would only be the real good thing to let you start this week.
I thought I would just quickly run through who we thought was better, because we obviously can't repeat them tonight as worse.
No. No, I'm hopefully that I haven't done that.
Well, you had Eagles, Giants, Browns, and I had Titans, Steelers, Falcons.
I don't know. I think I'm all good. I think I'm all good.
Okay, I will start out with someone who I have many questions for this off season, for the pure fact that they went, what I would say, all in last year. And now you're relying on two players to be the absolute best at a quite high price, and that is the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, I didn't even have them on my list, but that's a good call.
I do like the pickups of Allen, CJ Allen, and Halsey. They're going to actually have to be starters straight away, though, so that's a lot on them. They've lost Michael Pittman, who was a good player, Quiddy Pay, Zaire Franklin, Mike Hilton, Nick Cross, and Kenny Moore has also just been released by the team after requesting a trade. So, yeah, you better deliver.
Well, even a QB, they've got questions, right? So,
yes, I don't think they got any better. I think they actually got worse because if you're Daniel Jones, if you're that coaching staff, you better deliver. Otherwise, what are you doing? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's who I had.
Do you think he's the modern-day Kirk Cousins?
No,
like, just
Kirk
keeps
Cousins
getting
better.
So many great deals for, like, not being very good.
No, Kirk Cousins is better than Daniel Jones.
You reckon?
Yeah. Because I actually think Kirk Cousins, like, people in the locker room like him, whereas you don't ever hear anything about Daniel Jones.
No. Do you remember that Daniel Jones thing when he was, like, shot by the turf monster that time when he was running?
Yes, that was, yeah. Hard to forget.
It was. My, it's almost as unforgettable as butt fumble.
Mark Sanchez.
My first team, and I talked about them a bit last week, but I'm going to talk about them again this week.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco 49ers. I have no idea what is going on there. They opted out the first round, took DeSean Shrublin at 33. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a bad pickup.
They lost Sala, which is a massive loss.
Correct. That's the wide receiver from Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Romello High to edge. That's okay. And then the kid Black from the running back out of Indiana. There's very few starters in that pick. I was looking through. I'm like, what have you really done here? I don't understand why they opted out the first round. I don't think it really benefited them a lot. I still really don't know who's running the show there. I really don't. And I think that level of confusion and there seems a bit of angst internally within that organisation. I don't think this draft is going to help them at all. I mean, what Kyle Shanahan did with them last year was amazing. But I think, you know, they've had an average draft, or I'd call a below average draft, like a C-minus draft, and they've still got the same injury-prone pros on their team. This kind of has a bit of a implosion feel for it, for me, so at the 49ers.
Well, especially if Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
Yeah, they're so reliant on him, and he was so injury-prone at Carolina.
Yeah, so, well, even because he didn't play for them, not last year, but the year before.
No, that's right.
Okay,
so there's my one.
I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes.
I'm with you on that.
Very quiet off-season. They lost some very key players on defense, and Devin Lloyd and Andrew Wingard. They were kind of in the middle of the spine of the defense, so they really lost them.
Yeah.
He also lost a good edge as well, Ogbah. And then kind of Trevor Lawrence has lost his best friend, Travis Etienne. Like, that was his friend since college. And they just didn't really do anything to get better. I can't really say, like, they definitely got worse, but they didn't do anything.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, like, to me, were like the Miami Dolphins. They had swagger picks. They had 10. I mean, they were one of 8 teams with no first-round pick, but they had 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could have packaged some stuff up and done better. Burkacher at tight end, you know, some people are hot on him. I thought Pregnon at 88 was not a bad pickup from Oregon, the inside offensive line guy, but I thought outside of that,
if you go Jags for Dolphins draft, there's some players in the Dolphins that I liked. I liked Jacob Rodriguez. Like, there were a few players they did pick up that I liked. And then the Jags, I'm like,
I don't even know what the Jags were doing. I mean, they're going to have to rely heavily on the people that performed last year, but then they've lost a few. So, I'm going to say Berkshire was quite highly regarded. Pregnon's quite highly regarded. Good pickup at 88, but like,
When they picked that tight end, though, he was not where everyone thought he was going to be.
No. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
No. I mean, 10 picks from round two onwards. I don't know. I thought I'd have packaged some of it up and tried to really. The season you had last year, you're ready to go all in, I think.
Yes, and
I think
they're
ready. And they did not.
Mm-mm.
It was so conservative, and it almost was like, oh, are we next? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd agree with you on the Jags.
And who are you picking?
I'm going to go for the Rams.
Mm.
Ty Simpson's just, I could be proved wrong on this, but I think that's way overreach at 13.
Oh, you're going to have to wait a while.
Oh, just way over. Sean McVay, you could just see his reaction. He's now coming out going, oh, I was just upset about something else. No, you weren't. You're upset that they picked Ty Simpson because you're going to upset your mate Matthew Stafford, or your besties with. Do you know that Ty Simpson is the highest drafted quarterback ever after the QB1 from the year before won the MVP? It's not even close.
No, don't
he got picked at 13
close.
And then the next highest QB pick when the QB before was the MVP is 28 or something. So this is not even close. This is way out. Max Clair, the Ohio tight end at 61, not bad. But then they only had 5 picks, the joint lowest in the whole of the draft. But
tight end's interesting because they're moving to the heavy package personnel.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they did that, is they're now going, they're going back to old school football because all these defenses have got like skinnier at linebacker. So now they're going to go, okay, well, you've got skinnier, we're going to come at you with these big boys and we're going to block you into oblivion.
I think they could have got Ty Simpson in the second round or third round. I don't think he was going anywhere else.
I thought it was like, it was just interesting. They obviously just liked him and picked him. Like,
they could have got a high quality wide receiver there though, because they were so Puka Nacua heavy last year.
I don't think they would have picked a wide receiver because that's not, they always pick a wide receiver later, and they've been proven to pick good wide receivers later. So I think they would have picked something else, probably not wide receiver.
And there was no real good quality running backs to go and take there anyway. So
no.
So I thought the Rams. Yeah, Ty Simpson, to me, is probably the biggest overreach in the entire entire draft. I think that was the biggest overreach.
Well, I'm going to go for an NFC West team, and I'm going to go for the Cardinals. Because
I've got them on my list.
So, do you know what's funny? I actually think the Cardinals have, you could arguably say, the best running back room in the NFL. And then what else? But, like, you've got Algier, James Conner, and you've got the, was it number three overall pick?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love. Like, that is a fantastic running back room. Are they just going to be running the ball? Because they've kind of got some questions at quarterback. With
play action,
quarterback.
play action.
Not there at the moment, but hopefully he'll be back. Because he actually played quite well, like Jacoby Brissett. It was fun. I think we'll definitely see Carson Beck. And that was great probably to take a flyer on him because it was later in the round, who cares? But yeah, what is their strategy though? What are they doing? Do they have a game plan? That's my whole thing. I don't necessarily think their team got worse. I just don't think they have a strategy, which is like a crucial thing to have in a team. But yeah, what are you going to do, Mike LaFleur? Because I don't know what you're up to.
No, and obviously they'd let Kyler Murray go and all that sort of stuff, which probably why they loaded up on running from other parts of the game. But yeah, very weird kind of set of circumstance. Carson Beck's got that Bo Nix feel to him. You know, 7 years in uni, coming out at an older, more mature age. Kind of.
You've got a great tight end.
Yes.
Like a great, Trey Benson, amazing tight end. You have theoretically what should be a good wide receiver. Hopefully at some point.
Yeah, but has never really, since being selected that high, has been really disappointing.
The O-line needs some work. The defense is questions it all over, really, and so injury prone. So I hope Cardinals fans get something, because they're definitely a fan base that deserves some love. But
yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cardinals fans.
Oh, I've got about two or three to pick from. I'll do one more. Do you want to do honourable mention afterwards as well,
like we did
last week? I want to really upset you.
Are you going to put Texans?
I am.
AFC. Wait, do you know what's funny?
Yeah, I'm going to pick
AFC
Texans.
South, NFC West, neither of us are very hot on.
No. More defensive depth, nothing to help a struggling offense from last year. They're pretty all in on CJ Stroud. They've still got a big decision to make. They've not really given him a lot of help.
Look, I said that I love the Texans defense. I said this a few weeks ago. Absolutely no idea what they're doing on offense.
No.
So many questions. How can you waste what is such a good defense?
I know. I mean, some people would have argued that with the Broncos last year, right? I mean, they had that defense, and then they had an offense at the time that was struggling to put up 15 points in a game.
I know.
But so they're on my list because I think they should have gone all in on offense. They already had a great defense.
I honestly
need to do anything.
Part of me just goes, because you know how you kind of go the Broncos towards the end and like the Texans as well in those playoff games. Maybe we just put the defense out there because they have more of a chance of scoring than offense. Maybe they're like, well, there's no way we can fix this offense. Let's just double down and go all. I do like their defensive pickups. Like, I like that they got a nose tackle to stop the run. Like, I do like who they've added as pieces to the defense. I like that they got that third safety over from the Eagles. Like, I do like what they've done. But you do go. So there's like this other side of the ball that occasionally you have to play.
That plays for 30 minutes of the game. Yeah. When you look at the Texans versus the Patriots, it was the Patriots and not the man, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were so desperate for some offense in that game.
D'Amico Ryan's
they
got them back on there.
So desperate for some offense. And that's what I thought. That was clearly what was missing from them beating the Patriots. And they've gone out and they've just, I just looked at it and I went, what is this?
Because it would have been so fascinating to see a Texans defense versus Seahawks defense in the Super Bowl. Like, that would have been cool to see.
Yeah.
Because those were two very good defenses.
I think anything like a Texans Seahawks or a Broncos Seahawks would have been a way better Super Bowl than what we got.
So, but yes. Honorable mentions?
Do you want to go first? Your turn.
I have a double whammy from the NFC North for my honorable mentions. I have the Packers, who just didn't feel like they did anything, and they lost their DC, so I think that will be an issue. And then the Bears, who also didn't feel like they did anything. So that's my two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, funnily enough, I'm going to put a third one from the NFC West. The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Jadarian Price, when I did my draft, I actually had him going to them at 32. So there was no surprise for me there. Yeah. It was what they needed to do. But I see that. Outside that, I was like, this is nothing. I'm like, I actually feel they are weaker post-draft.
They've also lost post-season. Clint Kubiak.
That's correct, yeah.
You've lost Clint Kubiak.
You've lost Walker. Chabonet's still injured.
Didn't they pick up Dorst, though? Greg Dorst? The wide receiver, which will be a good pickup for them.
It's not bad, but it's not like you know... that's not a great big name that you would kind of... So I thought the Seahawks were... So that's the 49ers, the Rams, and the Seahawks that I've nailed. And then you picked... And then to just go on top of what you just said, my other one that I had on the list was the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, they added Kyler Murray, but their draft selections didn't really complement that. They would have put... I thought they would have put more weaponry. Again, another team that had a great defense last year, failed on offense probably because of the quarterback issues they had with JJ McCarthy and everything else, and the fact that they'd let Sam go and stuff like that. But
the reason they don't have them is because they kept Brian Flores, because that was a big move for them.
Yeah.
If they had lost Brian Flores as well, goodbye.
I mean, they added a tight end in round 5 and then just linemen. Like, they were all, as I said here, defensively, they were already good last year. I think they could have been a hell of a lot more aggressive on offense, and they just didn't.
Mm.
Tight end in round 5. That's your... And I know they've got Jefferson and, you know, we just talked about, but like... I was not... It's going to be interesting divisions, NFC North and NFC West and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. AFC South.
AFC South will be weird this year.
I think the NFC South's going to be fun this year.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's going to be a fun division this year.
Okay.
Is it music time again?
It is music time
give
again.
Give me music.
So, in honour of Taylor Heineke's retirement, I am going to put up who I think are the best backup QBs in the league this year.
Okay.
So, two things, though. I don't have either Kirk Cousins or Tua Tagovailoa on this list for the pure fact that they might actually be the team starters, so I've removed them.
Right.
Because that's just a bit of a strange one. But yes, backup QB, a very important position, just ask Broncos fans. And
so spicy.
They could be heavily problematic if they don't deliver, and their whole thing is just come in and perform.
Yes.
It's a very easy thing to say and a very hard thing to do.
As
so
we saw in the AFC Championship.
I have considered fit as well into system and culture in my list, and I will go top 5 while you can think of any rebuttal or any thoughts of your own. But number 5, I have Mitchell Trubisky with the Tennessee Titans.
He's never really done a lot, has he?
No, but he's got a good completion percentage, and he would give you a chance to win the game.
I think you need a very good O-line if you need a very good Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, I have Tyrod Taylor, because he's a stable veteran. He will get you the completions. He might not win you the game anymore, but he will keep you in it. But you will need a team around him.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
Number 3, I have one of your faves, Spencer Rattler, and your Lynn's Saint.
Spencer Rattler, yeah.
He does hold on to the ball a bit.
Too much, yeah.
But he's got quite a good completion percentage, and he gives you a chance to win the game, which is important. And he's a very good match to starter for the system that he's in. And then number 2, I have Davis Mills for the Houston Texans. It's a stable option. He will get you in a position to win the game. For some reason, and the Texans overall struggled with this, as we discussed earlier, Texans can't get in the end zone. Just can't. Don't know why. Can't get in the end zone, but they can get you. He will get you down there. And then number one, just because of how he played last year and his fit in the system, and it's really, this is where I see the system matters a lot, because he executed the game plan, and he will let you down on interceptions, but he might win you the game, and that is Mac Jones for San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, you went Mac Jones. I thought you were going to go with Jameis Winston when you started talking about interceptions.
As if you no.
That's what I thought you were going. He can throw. He can ball.
Have you seen his stats the last 5 years?
I know, but
they
he can
been
ball.
Terrible. Like, it's just genuinely, he loses you so many games, it's not funny.
Didn't he, was it New Orleans he was with, where he had 33 touchdowns and 32 interceptions, something like that?
No, he had 33-34.
Was it 33-34, yeah. Like, I knew it was along those lines.
He will not win you a game. Yeah, so that is that. I didn't have any of the rookies in here because obviously we don't actually know what they're going to be like in the league. Yeah.
We don't, but it's always good and fun to throw them in there. I think there's some pretty weak backups there at the moment, isn't there?
It's very hard. Other people you could kind of consider, Gardner Minshew, no, he's coming off injury and he did not play well last year. Tyson Bagent for the Bears, but he's very limited experience. Tanner McKee looked terrible for the Eagles after being potentially a saviour from Jalen Hurts, yes, but he did not deliver. Sam Howell has got some experience with the Cowboys, but he did not deliver
when
he played.
No.
Justin Fields, after last year, it was very difficult to say that he would be good.
Well, it wasn't. Where was he last year?
Jets. Yeah, so,
do you know what I mean?
Will Howard with the Steelers, that would be interesting. Again, not a rookie. Tyler Huntley, all over the show, for the Ravens.
Yes.
So, yeah, and then Tommy
Pickett?
No.
Kenny Pickett?
In that system, where he is right now? No, God, no.
Do you know what I think?
Tommy DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. It was actually really interesting putting this list together because you went through their kind of careers and where they are right now. And basically, you just want a stable option. And so that's why I came out with those five.
I actually, when we go back and talk about Carolina, I actually think the backup quarterback could end up being Haynes King, you know?
Yes, I think so, too.
I think so. And I think if they get off to a real average start, I think he's benched. And we all know that this is his last year, and there was no mistake why Carolina picked Haynes King.
Haynes King's a free agent. He wasn't picked in the draft.
No, he was undrafted, sorry. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is there's no accident they've put another quarterback in there. Some of the more fascinating stories, Drew Aller.
Yes.
I don't think he's actually that great.
I know, but he could have been the starter.
He could have been until old mate showed up back in town. And then there's the random stuff like who's the starter in Minnesota?
Yes.
Like who's the starter? Well, who's the starter in Arizona?
Like Jacoby Brissett is the starter in Arizona. And then I don't know who, but like I'm not putting, was it Cade Klubnik up there?
Yes.
No. Or Carson Beck? No. And I'm not putting JJ McCarthy on the top five backup QB list.
Yeah. Do you think Cousins is starting in
Cousins is probably going to start week one, so that's why I removed him. And even then, he wouldn't be number one.
But that would make Mendoza the backup.
Which I wouldn't put him as a top five backup right now.
I think the interesting part with Mendoza is that change that he's going to have from under center to, you know.
He already took more snaps in minicamp under center than he did his whole college career.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a struggle.
I think there's, when you actually go through that list, it's actually,
it's very hard. That's why I ended up with those five.
I know. There's just not a lot there, is that?
No, it's Davis Mills and Spencer Rattler, I think, would probably lead the best of the best. Mac Jones, just because of how he played last year, he showed me that maybe he could do it. Tyrod Taylor is just always consistent, so he gets the leg up. And then Mitchell Trubisky was the hardest one to place, but he's just I would feel safe with him coming in to just deliver a game or two.
Because you look at places like even the Patriots.
Yeah, it's Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, and then you've got, who the hell is starting in Cleveland? Who knows?
Yeah, that one, just ignored that whole situation.
Teddy Bridgewater? Two thumbs Teddy? No?
No.
I mean, you got Russell Wilson. We don't know where he's going to go. Obviously, Malik Willis.
I would not put Russell Wilson above many of those.
If he comes in for two or three games, he can do some damage. But he's definitely... What I'm interested in is his Hall of Fame credential, whether he actually has.
I think he played himself out of it.
Marcus Mariota?
No, his actual stats are not very good. He played quite a lot last year, and he did not play well.
And then obviously the Colts. Ooh.
Yes. So.
They've kind of been forced into that situation.
So, yeah, genuinely, Case Keenum, I think, is a bit old now, so that's why he's not on the list. So I just think he may have aged him. Similar to Andy Dalton and Joe Flacco, I just think when they get hit, I think it's like a problem.
Yeah.
So those were not on my list.
You weren't tempted to put Philip Rivers back in?
Honestly, probably still better than Daniel Jones.
You know that Jones and Richardson are both going to... Richardson's going to, you know, cut his toe on the fridge or something like that.
Riley Leonard as well, yeah, the Colts.
They have indeed. Actually, you doing that is really interesting because it just shows there's a lot of averageness behind...
Behind some big names.
And you can see, right, when, like, Mahomes went down last year and when Knicks went down... Both those teams had nothing in reserve.
It's an incredibly critical position that you better have someone who can come in and deliver.
But the problem is those that can come in and deliver don't want to be a backup.
No.
And that's the problem, right?
Well, I think the ones like Davis Mills, he's stable enough to win you some games.
Do you think that, like, Mac Jones really wants to be a backup?
No. But I think he will be currently this year. I think he'll be a starter somewhere this year because someone's going to get injured.
Yes.
And I think he's the best option out there for teams like that. What I do think, though, is Mac Jones is very, very system dependent.
Yes.
So you need to make sure you have the system for him. Otherwise, he will not be good.
Well, you look at him in the Patriots under the end of Belichick. He was just all over. And then he goes to the 49ers.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan.
And then Shanahan, like, turns him around and stuff like that.
You need the system,
I think we're going to see some draft quarterbacks probably elevated.
100%, yeah.
Because I think that you're right. You look at some of these backups and you go, there's actually some of these people that were drafted. Like in the Rams, Ty Simpson's probably starting if Stafford's not.
Yeah, and I didn't have Stetson Bailey.
Stetson Bennett's still hanging around. Quinn Ewers, I thought he had a few games last year, really did not play well.
Please, what do you think of my list? My top five?
I think...
I went through, I did lots of research on the stats on, like, who I actually would pictured in the games, and yeah.
I'm not really sure there's anyone I would take out of that list.
No,
because you're right. You're looking at people that have been in the NFL, like Dobbs, like Bridgewater, like...
And you go, nah.
And you just go, like Fields, like... And you just go...
Nah.
Wow, this could be some of the most average backup quarterbacks in the league. I'd love to argue with you, but...
I don't have to argue with me.
No, but I'd love to have a disagreement. I'd love to be able to go, but I look at people like Fields and he has the odd game, but he just can't put it together. So if you needed someone to come in for half a dozen games, like the Chiefs or someone needed, you're right. You almost need a QB1A.
Yeah.
Whereas it feels like next year we've got a load of QB2As.
Yes.
Not even a load of QB2, so...
That's why, like, Davis Mills, very serviceable backup. Spencer Rattler, very serviceable backup. Tyrod Taylor in that system, because, like, Malik Willis looked really good in that system. I think Tyrod Taylor will look really good in LaFleur's system. Mitchell Trubisky, quite a similar quarterback in terms of what Brian Daboll will be, like, good at executing. So that's why I put, because he's with the Titans, I think Trubisky would be fine there. And then Mac Jones just looked good in Kyle Shanahan. If Mac Jones was somewhere else, not on my list.
Yes.
But because of where he is, on my list. Yeah.
It was interesting. John did message me.
What?
And he didn't message me about what the call was. I think he wanted me to go into that subject. The subject that just won't go away. So maybe we might have to help him out next year.
Darren, what news do you have for us?
Well, we have some late-breaking news this evening. The ongoing saga that is going on at New England. Look, I'm done with the whole affair thing. I'm kind of done. It reached the ultimate low this week.
Are you?
When a married, heavily pregnant woman goes on a private boating tour with a married man. But I'm just over the two of them because we obviously now know what sort of people they are. I'm stunned that no divorce papers have been served yet. There's most definitely a parenthood test coming. 100%. Because I think the only reason those two are on a boat together is talk about names. There's no other reason they're on that boat together. They're on the boat to talk about names. What needs to go on here is what are the New England Patriots going to do? Because this story has outlived the draft. And most years, no story outlives the draft. Apparently, Vrabel has offered his resignation twice to Kraft, and Kraft has turned it down twice.
Well, who are you going to get?
And now there's news coming out today that when Gerald Mayo was kind of pushed aside, that there may have been some sort of tampering stuff going on there and probably wasn't handled that great in the background.
Isn't he suing Gerald Mayo?
Yeah.
I thought he was. And I thought he's a part of the Brian Flores lawsuit as well.
This whole Vrabel Mayo 1 year, not given any opportunity whatsoever, that's now starting to appear. So I think the New England Patriots, I mean, especially if a paternity test done, it turns out to be Vrabel's, it just goes to all new level. Now, private life is private life, but there is going to become a time where this is going to end up. And I can tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be if the Patriots start 0-3 and there are shambles on the field, and then Vrabel pulls a player off and goes, "You need to sort your discipline, son." And then the player turns around and goes, "Well, I guess that's both of us, eh, coach?" It's going to be a moment like that where it's going to blow up. At the moment, you got Drake May going, "Oh, but he's wonderful, he's lovely, you know, he's our guy, we love coach." This is going to go south. Like 100%. They've got a really hard schedule. I think if he doesn't go to the Super Bowl last year, he's probably fired already, or that it's accepted. Something has got to happen because it's not going away. The stories are getting worse. It's dragging the Patriots in. Let's be honest, right? The Patriots are not without scandal. So this is not exactly something new for the Patriots. But forget the affair. The affair's the affair. I think there's only two ways out of this for Vrabel. And one is he steps down. Because I think taking a leave of absence is a waste of time now. The story's too far run. We saw his leave of absence. He took 1 day to go to marriage counselling. 1 day. Like, don't insult everybody's intelligence, for God's sake, right? I think the only way this story works is he leaves his wife, Rossini leaves her husband, and they end up together and people go, "Do you know what? They were just with the wrong people." And I reckon in 3 to 4 months' time, people go, "Oh, who cares?" Because this was like really what they both wanted. Whereas if it just, and if Rossini comes out and goes scorched earth, you know, like nothing worse than a woman scorned, she goes scorched earth. And I still think the NFL need a responsibility to go back and look at some of these trades where she's been directly involved and they've been Vrabel's teams and he's been directly involved. The NFL have been absolutely absent in this, and it's a bigger story. As I said 3 weeks ago, the NFL at some point have got to get involved. What's your view? Because I just had a massive rant.
I'm just going to leave you a rant there.
You tell me, do you think it's a storm in a teacup?
I think it's an interesting storm. It's a storm that I don't like. It's a storm that will keep happening, though, because people and themselves keep feeding it. So I just don't know why they're doing it, though.
Do you think the Patriots should fire him?
I don't really think, like, in terms of the Patriots firing them, I think it's, like, too little too late if they're trying to save some sort of branding or something of that nature. I don't think firing him will do anything in terms of the Patriots look, if that makes sense. Like, crisis management-wise, you probably should have fired him a few weeks ago, because firing him now is kind of like me.
And letting him back in the building after 24 hours. Oh, I'm going away. I'm not going to be a day three of the draft. I'm off for counselling. I'm off some hard conversations with my wife. 24 hours?
Yep. Do you know who I really feel for, though? It's his kids. Vrabel's kids. Vrabel has kids. Like, he also has kids that are old enough to be aware of these things. It's not like he's a 3- and a 5-year-old who...
Yeah.
No idea what's going on, you know? But, like, he has kids who will be getting questioned at school. Like, it will be very uncomfortable and unpleasant for them. So I really feel for them, because that's a terrible thing to happen. Whereas, like, Rossini's kid is, what, under 5?
Yeah, they're 3 and 5, I think, yeah.
Yeah, whereas, yeah, Vrabel has, what, like, 12 and 14-year-old. 100% they're going to get, like, thousands of questions at school, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, you have kids, you've been at school, I've been at school, you're very aware.
Oh, yeah. How's your stepbrother?
Yeah. Those sorts of things. Yeah. So I really feel for them, because it's completely unnecessary to drag children into that.
I do. I thought this was going to die at the draft. I cannot believe. And the stuff that's coming out just gets more salacious. I mean, the boat trip.
Yes.
I was like, what? And then when they produced the signed paperwork and the photos and the video, I'm like... Where's this stuff coming from? But I think it's right. I think what I heard was a lot of people have seen Vrabel out with her, and they thought that she's his wife, because he's much higher profile than she is, and they were like, yeah. Oh, that's Jen. Looks a bit like Diana Rossini, but that's Jen. And now people are scrolling through their photos, I think, and going, oh, my God, look what I've found.
I think it's just, yeah. It doesn't reflect well on women in sport either, as you very well have my opinions on that. So that bothers me greatly.
I share the opinion with you. I think that Vrabel probably has probably not taken enough heat for this.
Like, yeah. It's, you know, it kind of feels like, yes, thanks for this. It's great.
I mean, so she's great. Gone completely underground. But yes. At some point, she's going to reappear.
Well, now there's rumours that she's dated Nick Caserio and all sorts of people. Oh, God.
Sean McVay's name's involved in the mix and stuff like that. But it seems like the relationship, if there's any, I don't know if it's a positive or not, it seems like Vrabel and her were actually an item. I think they actually loved each other.
Does it make it right? I don't know.
No, it don't make it right, but... I think there's probably only one way out for both of them.
I think, just go to Lake Como with the rest of the celebrities.
Yeah, true.
At this point, is what I feel like they should do. Just go to Lake Como, get married.
I mean, I hope the story dies.
I have so much
investment in this story.
I hope the story dies for, like, two big reasons. The woman sport thing and then the kids, because that's just awful.
Yeah. Mm. I just hope that someone somewhere does the right thing along the line.
What is the right thing, though?
Well... Yeah.
There's several people
that can do the right thing.
It's a bit late for a few of them, though.
It is a bit late, but we all make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we made those mistakes, but we all make mistakes. Life mistakes.
Yes.
So, anyway, I don't know why we did that, but we did that because John asked for it. He sent me a picture of Vrabel and Rossini together, so I thought he was asking for it. So he got it.
Problematic statement to say in this whole situation.
I know, isn't it? Yes.
So, please, no.
Anyway, let's end on a positive note.
What positive note would you like to end on? Your number one backup QB, Darren?
My number one backup QB? Oh, now you've done it. Oh, good Lord.
Do you agree with me? Or do you think the Spencer Rattler, who I know you do like quite a lot.
I do think he's good, but yeah. Who did you have as number one again? Sorry.
I had Mac Jones just because of the situation.
Yeah. He's probably the most proven that's actually done mm-hmm. some of the position over the last 12 months. When Purdy was out, he was actually winning games.
Yes.
So, yeah, he came in and proved himself, whereas other backups have not been able to prove themselves to the same degree.
And Tyra Taylor was unfortunately on the Jets.
Yes, right. Yes. So there we go.
Thank you,
DT, for Monday Night Showdown. As always, please get on the socials. Like, subscribe, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all that sort of stuff. Facebook, if you want to do the poll, contact us through any of those social medias if you have an idea for a poll. That is the end of our show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we will be back here next Monday night.
City on In.